Thanks for locking in with 77 Flavors of Chicago. We're your host, Dario.
And I'm Sarah, and I hope you're ready to learn with us.
Hey, today we're talking about some spooky shit. Spooky Chicago.
Not to be confused with scary poop. You gotta go see your doctor.
Yeah, for real, right?
You know what's the scariest poop that happens to me?
What?
So every time I eat beets, I eat beets.
Purple.
And I forget, and I go to the bathroom the next day, and it's red.
Yeah, you tweak out over.
Oh my God, the last, every time it happens to me, it scares me, and I'm like, I just had a beet allergy. I eat beets a lot.
It is very wild that we started out the podcast like this. That is insane.
I hope you're listening to this bright and early Monday morning at 7
right,
a.m.
Right. Somebody said, what is this bullshit? Literally, no. Hey, how y'all doing? How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I left a moment for the audience to answer.
Yeah, right. You left some room for opportunity. I do want to give a shout out. Today is my sister's birthday, if you listen to it on Monday.
Hey.
Happy birthday, young one.
She always says she's 45.
Yeah, she act like it. She ain't even remotely close.
She's not even close. And
it's because some old-ass family member she be hanging out with. I'm 40, so I'm 6 years older than her. She's 34 today. 34. Happy 34th. This is a sweetness year for. We did a little fun activity today.
We did?
Not today. Well, today, but we did. What you mean we did?
I feel like this weekend, if you follow us on Instagram, you might see that we didn't post this weekend on stories even. I needed some time off. It was a unplugged weekend, and it was amazing. Saturday morning, I went to the farmer's market bright and early. I thought I was bright and early. I need to be earlier next week.
Yeah.
I went at 8:30 and was already packed.
To be fair, you said you wanted to be there at 7.
And I woke up at 6:30.
Right. That's kind of on you. But then you was chilling in bed.
But yes, I was. I also wanted to have coffee together, but I felt guilty about waking you up.
But the plan was for you to go. I appreciate that, by the way. You know what I mean? Like, you're a real one for it. But you made this plan, and that was the plan to go.
That's true.
Nonetheless, you went.
I did go.
Yeah, you went. But you did something else that was way more fun. I feel like you did your planting thing.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get into gardening. We live in an apartment, so we don't have a backyard or a front yard, but we do have a rooftop. But anyway, in order for me to learn about gardening, I joined a gardening group in Avondale, and I volunteer at the community garden on their work days just to kind of learn about the earth. I don't fucking know.
I was captivated by that shit.
Here's the thing, what we worked on this last weekend was we are rearranging the flow of the community garden, right? Mm-hmm. So there's beds already built, but they want to tear them down and build a different shape bed. Mm. And so one of our jobs was to unscrew this plastic thing that you used, edging that they used in order to make a bed.
I feel like the first thing you should do is learn terminology if you want to like into this. Anyway. That's just
anyway, it's called edging.
Oh, edging.
It is. It's plastic edging. Anyway, so
ain't that the sexual thing?
No. Yes, but not like that.
I'm confused. Wait a minute.
Yes, but no, it's like a plastic piece that's malleable that you can put in different shapes to kind of create edge on your plot of land.
Yeah.
They stack
barriers.
Basically. So what they do is they screw them into a plaque of wood.
Screwing, edging. There's a lot of shit going on.
Let me finish my fucking story. God damn. Just stop talking for 5 seconds.
Damn, what's wrong?
Let me finish my story. You interrupted me four times.
I didn't interrupt. Go ahead.
You're talking about sex and shit. No. It's 7:30 in the morning.
You was talking about shit. Literally as the podcast.
Yeah,
open.
But that's the same.
You're right. Right. Continue with edging. I mean, the plots.
Anyway, so I forgot what. I forgot what the point of my story was. If I'm being honest, but yeah. So one of the people there was okay. So now the plants that are in this plot need to be transferred somewhere else because we're breaking this down and a path is going in that plot space. So someone's job was to identify what the plants were and then move them. And if they are invasive, tell us to take them away. And so this lady, literally by looking at plants and rubbing the little leaves, could tell what they were. Mm. I was like, that's insane. Like,
that is wild. How could you look at a plant and be like, yo, no, this one's going to grow too big?
But like, mind you, these plants are small. We're You're early right. in the season. Like, it's not like a full bush of something. Like, it's...
Wait, I'm just...
They're like little tiny like leaves. Seedlings. You know? No. Yeah, see, kind of like a seedling. Yeah. A little bit bigger. Because there are like, yeah, but they're so small. I wouldn't be able to identify.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she been in the game for a minute.
Yeah, but like a small, I can't even identify a small tomato. You know what I mean?
What like, would until, what does a small tomato look like?
We have one in the living room. You can go Do look we? At it after this. Yes.
Is it one of those ones that's been growing that we wake up every morning? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We gave the plants that are the growing voices.
Yeah, we definitely did. Yeah. Because they're growing like every morning we wake up, they at least another 2 inches taller.
No.
Man, them bitches growing fast.
Like,
what you mean?
Centimeters, not inches.
We can see it visibly, though. It's got to be at least an inch they grow in the morning.
I mean, they're like 3 inches tall, so I don't know about that.
But like yesterday, there was 1 inch.
They are significant.
Like these things are growing. Y'all, I've been fascinated, speaking of growing taller, I've been fascinated by bamboo. And Sarah kind of cut down my dream a little bit today.
I didn't cut down your dream. So we went to the Garfield Park Conservatory. All right. And they have bamboo there that grows 3 feet overnight. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just put that in our brain as we continue the story. Dario wants bamboo. So I say, oh, we can buy a bamboo plant. Like, that's doable. They sell them for decoration. And he's like, yeah, but is it like the one we saw? Absolutely the fuck it's not like the one we saw. That's giant bamboo. He's like, yeah, but I want to cut a piece and make it into like a solid
thing. Just want to have it. Like, make a flute or some shit out of it.
Why don't you just buy a flute?
I want to make it. If it grows 3 feet a day, I can have a flute by tomorrow.
Why don't you buy...
You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you buy bamboo that's already been cut?
What's the point
not
in that?
Not as rewarding.
To be honest with you, I just don't believe that it grows 3 feet in a day. Like, I want
to
see
Why
that.
Would they lie to us?
They've lied about worse. Matter of fact, today...
The Garfield Park Conservatory?
Not them. Okay. Not Garfield,
but man.
The man has lied. You know what I mean? Like,
the man has lied about worse. That's true.
But I would like to see if that thing...
Long story long, we're not getting the 3 foot overnight bamboo.
Don't never say never, because you don't know.
Not in this house.
Well, where...
Not in this house.
Why not?
I promise you that. Because where are we going to put it?
We give it away. We donated somebody. Put it outside some shit. I don't know.
So like, you just want it for one day for it to grow 3 feet so you could cut it.
I want it until, I honestly don't.
Also, bamboo is very invasive. You can't grow it near other things. It has to grow by itself.
Like,
it takes over. It takes over. It's like mint and stuff like that.
It ain't going to take over. Like, we just put it in a pot by itself.
You think? Yeah, but like, that's not going to grow too much in a pot. It's restrictive. It's not enough space for it to.
I guess if it, but a big ass pot. Like, all right. Y'all, we're going to figure this out, man.
We're not. The conversation is over. We're actually not even going to talk about it ever again, just so you guys know.
Yeah, come on now. You can't shut down a brother like that.
Yes, I can.
Okay, well. Okay, well, I guess I'm shut down, y'all.
Yeah.
I do want to say one thing that I kind of got into was Fallout. Not kind of.
You deep.
I'm locked in. I'm caught up. I'm done now.
Dario always gives me shit for binging shows.
No, I don't give you shit.
Yes, you do. You said, how can you watch so many in a row? Because he's a hater. But then...
this is...
And he also has like the world's shortest attention span ever.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'll be locked in on everything.
Well, that's also another symptom.
Wow. Damn.
Lockedness and also short attention span. Anyway,
this is
not diagnosed.
This is an onslaught of me today. You just taking it out on your boy. I had a shout out to my boy Matt, our friend Matt. I hung out with him today, yesterday, or one of my time stamping is. I hung out with him this weekend, and we were talking about kind of that sometimes Sarah. You know, she will have a moment on a podcast. Sometimes it's my day, where we'd be wilding. Today is definitely what I said. It's your day. You wilding today.
False.
Not false. Very. Anyway, it's kind of coincidental. I spoke to them about that. But yeah, Fallout is fantastic. It is amazing, y'all. If y'all play the video game, Fallout.
It's too graphic for me. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's very graphic, but the game is very graphic. Yeah. It's very is very fun. It is a Fallout 4.
The show is
out of control.
Graphic.
The show is out of control.
I watched the first episode and I was like, I'm out. Not because I didn't like it. I really enjoyed the storyline.
This shit is bullshit.
But
they had boobies in the last episode.
Boobies?
Yeah. They was doing some kind of ritual and everybody was taking their clothes off.
Damn.
It was wild. It was apparently the...
Is that why you're binging it now? You're trying to...
No. See more boobies? No. That's not it.
No, but like...
Sorry to ruin it for somebody.
Beheadings and shit. Yeah,
it's crazy. Oh, crazy. But also, speaking of another TV show, this has been a fun weekend, y'all. For a week for TV. X-Men, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, like, if this... we haven't been able to talk to anybody about this. I don't want to ruin it in case anybody... Yeah. But
it's amazing, though.
Ooh, X-Men 97 is really going crazy.
I actually have never seen any X-Men anything until this one.
Yeah. Well, you need to go back and watch the first 5 seasons. They were just lit. Mm. Like, it's 20 episodes per, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's doable.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Cartoons.
You binge it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, man, but this is out of control.
Yeah.
I feel like we talked enough about
other things. Wait, how long is our tangent this week?
Oh, let's see. What's your guess?
7 minutes.
7 minutes? Damn. Ooh.
Is it 7?
11.
Oh, shit.
Way the fuck off. Yeah. How do we blow this much time? Damn.
Pause.
Damn, wow. That is. That's
what she said.
Yeah.
It's a group setting.
You know? Hey, what's up?
No.
Look at you.
No.
Don't do that. Okay. We're good.
See boobies one time.
No.
Now you're talking about group settings.
No. Y'all, you know, maybe I'm acting like this because I got cracked over the head this past week. With the fucking, I can't believe this, but like, y'all, we came home. I was a little tipsy. We went to the Bullet event, which for
had
the
like
new Bullet
17 ride. Whiskeys.
Your boy, me and Jay Ivy was getting fucking fucked up.
Yeah,
you know, it was pretty correct. Fun. Jay Ivy, by the way, very cool dude. I don't want to say he was getting fucked up, but we was.
Sorry, it was getting fucked.
Yeah, I was. But come home to like load the pictures up, whatever the fuck I was doing. I don't know why I was even in here on the computer at that time, late at night.
This is in our studio / office.
Yes, where we are right now.
Yeah.
And above my head, a little offset, is a lamp, right, for light.
The lamp fan combo.
You know, so I pulled this thing down. When I tell you, it hit my drunk ass. It just beamed me on the head.
Oh, God.
Y'all, it was pieces. It was pieces and shit.
Now Dario has to clean up with drunk.
Drunk cleaning up glass. So we clean that shit up. The next day we were doing something, and I'm like, it's fucking glass everywhere. It's falling.
You didn't clean shit.
I didn't clean shit. I mean, I was like, what the fuck? All I remember telling you is, babe, put some shoes on. Don't come over here. You know, I was like, man, but I was gone, y'all. Yeah. So I can't believe. Maybe that's why I'm acting different, because I'm like, my head is. I got a knot on my head. Like, I ain't got no knot, but like that shit cracked me over here. Glass broke on my head, y'all.
It didn't break on your
head. It hit me in the head.
It hit your head whole and then broke on the ground.
No, it did not. It cracked on my head. What
you
mean?
It did not crack on your head.
Yes, it did. I remember this shit. I was like, oh, shit. God damn. And then the shit just shattered. I remember closing my eyes because I'm like, I don't want to get it in my eye.
Yeah, you're wearing glasses too, so.
But still, that shit.
True.
Man, so yeah, that was.
All right, well, we're 17 minutes into the episode. Yeah, right.
I feel like we need to tell that story, but shout out to J.I.V. this one's for you, bro. Anyway, today we're talking about spooky stuff, and you could probably tell by the story, by the title, Jeffrey Bear's on this episode again. We interview him. He has got another TV show. This man is like the master P of TV shows.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, he got them all. He's Pokemon up in here. He got all the TV shows.
All of them.
However.
I mean, he's the brand.
He's the face of it. So he got another one called Chicago Mysteries.
This one I'm really excited
very
about.
Very excited about. Some of the stuff
I love
we spoopy,
about. Scary things.
Yes.
And it's not just like ghosts and stuff. It's like true crime.
Yes.
Ghosts, ancient murderies. Not ancient. Ancient in terms of Chicago history.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thing is so we sat down. We talked to him about spooky stuff. Y'all probably know a lot of scary shit is around Chicago.
Yeah.
Like Chicago is haunted.
There's a lot
places.
Of haunted tours that you could take around the city.
Lots of haunted things.
Yeah, but who's giving you haunted in April?
Right. You know. Well, right. We the only ones giving you haunted.
Yeah, baby.
Well, they still going through the 77 flavor.
Damn.
Anyway, no, we've been past that. We did that already. But we started out in Lincoln Park this episode. Yeah. We just walk around, just kind of like set the mood.
Because there's a...
Lincoln Park was the city's cemetery, you know, for before the fire and everything.
They say when they dug up at some point, they found 80 bodies just in the area around Couch Tomb. Which we've talked about Couch Tomb before. You can go find that in the Linkin Park episode.
Yeah, that's kind of, that was kind of creepy to be around
there. Very creepy. I mean, like cemeteries. I don't like the idea of cemeteries in the city.
Yeah, well, we got like four big ones. But three big ones, major ones. But now actually we got a lot more if you go to Mount Greenwood.
Yeah.
Seven right there.
So many.
We got a ton of, but today we were talking about some scary stuff. Coincidentally, y'all hear this in the episode, but we also were in the Lyric Opera House, the prop department,
which is
haunted, apparently. And so
Ghostbusters came out there.
Yeah. And so was Jeffrey Bear.
Yeah.
Pretty dope.
Like, maybe a week apart.
Yeah, right. So we gonna play you because some of the stuff and like hearing some, you know, things about like what's spooky. This shit is crazy. We went to the Hull House again.
Right.
And what was crazy about that is like I didn't really understand that the Hull House was like part of the haunted thing. And we were in her bedroom.
Oh, I can't wait for you to hear this one.
Yeah, that's out of control. Yeah. But we were in there in the bedroom, and apparently we were like literally right underneath the haunted shit. Mm-hmm. Did not know that. Nadia didn't tell us nothing. She didn't mention anything.
Damn.
Also, there's more stuff here. But I watched the episode already. It comes out on Tuesday. If you're watching it, listening, it was Monday. Yeah. April 16th is when it comes out. I watched it already. It's good.
Without me?
I was editing the video.
Oh.
And so, you know, cutting up clips and snippets.
That's what we're doing now.
Well, come edit the video. Okay, gotcha. Edit the video.
No, don't want to do that.
You know, like, so, but I got intrigued. I was watching. It's a lot of fun things. So, without further ado, we are going to play that conversation
for Enjoy.
You. Enjoy. Y'all, welcome. We are back again with Jeffrey Bear.
Now you're like the most
third. He's the second
frequent.
Shafood local. Y'all better get on it, man. Like Jeffrey Bear is coming fast with it. So, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, the second season of Chicago's most beautiful places. Most beautiful places in Chicago. That was a success.
That was
so good. Thank you very much.
That was so good. Yeah.
We talked about it last time about how you switched it up a little bit and is more about the
people.
More people base. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. You know, like so that was good. Like that was a good change, right? Yeah. It was a good change, a little different, but it really got the point across, you know, in the way you wanted it to. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
All your projects are awesome. So I'm really excited about this one.
Yes.
Because we've never actually done like a spooky episode on Chicago.
Yeah.
And I know there's so part of the reason is because it felt so overwhelming. There's so much like haunted stuff, murder stuff.
Yeah.
Like where do you even begin?
Yeah.
But how did you, like, why are you doing this show? Yeah. Also, I was saying in the previous shot, I said April is the scariest month in Chicago only because, like, the difference in seasons.
Weather.
Like, you can get snow and then you can get 70 degrees.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
So good time.
Because it's very gloomy.
Yeah, super gloomy.
Well, so we, most of my shows are, you know, about Chicago history, Chicago architecture, and we're just always looking for kind of a new ways to tell the story.
Yeah.
And my boss, our vice president of production, we were in a meeting trying to figure out what we should do next. And she said, how about Chicago Mysteries? And we were all like, ooh,
yeah.
We don't know what that is. Yeah. But it sounds good.
Really good.
Right.
And Shelley, our vice president of production, just, you know, trusted us. And she's like, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And so, we went out and did a lot of research, and so there are unsolved mysteries, there are solved mysteries. Some of it's true crime, some of it is paranormal, and a lot of it is just strange oddities that raise questions. Some of them are very familiar, and some of them you never heard of.
Yeah.
So first, we're at the Hull House dining hall, dining room, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the dining room,
Dining room. So we did an episode on the Hull House, but we were only in the house. So we've never seen this room before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Well, this is one of the ones that's like featured on the show, right?
Right. The dining hall or dining room is a separate building. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just learned it was moved.
Yeah.
Right.
It
used to be attached to
moved and rotated.
The house we're seeing kind of out those windows there is the historic Jane Addams Hall mm-hmm. house, the settlement house where the social reformer, you know, helped the immigrant population in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But at one point, there became this myth of this devil baby. That was living in Hull House, like a devil baby.
Yeah.
Wow. And Jane Addams actually wrote about it.
Oh, really?
She did?
Yeah. So these people were just lined up around the block. They were demanding to come into Hull House and see the devil baby.
Who started this rumor?
Right. So the story was, and it's interesting because it depends on the ethnicity and the religion of the teller. Okay. It had several versions. Mm-hmm. But in the Catholic version, a devout mother married a devout woman married an atheist man.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Otto.
And so he took a religious symbol off the wall and he smashed it on the ground and he said to his wife, I would rather have a devil in my house than she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather have a devil in my house than a child.
Holy
and
cow.
And then she gives birth, but she gives birth to this little devil baby with pointed ears and a horn and a tail. Yeah. And he takes the cigar out of the father's mouth and starts smoking it.
No, you're joking.
Oh, jeez.
So they don't know what to do with it.
So cool.
So they grab it and they bring it to Hull House because this is the neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
Help the community,
center.
Yeah.
And the people at Hull House think, well, this is just the story. They take it to a church to try to get it baptized, but it escapes, and they catch it again.
The baby,
and
so then the newborn escapes. Yeah.
So then they don't know what to do with it, so they lock it in the attic. And so supposedly there's a devil baby locked in the attic.
Has anybody seen? Will we see that on the show?
Does the devil baby make an appearance?
Our art department did a really great job. Reed Marvine did this whole like comic book treatment of particularly the baby smoking the cigar.
Oh, that's so funny.
And Jane Addams came to see it as a... she thought she was fascinated by these neighborhood myths, you know, and she came to see it as a kind of a way of empowering the women, the powerless women in the neighborhood, because here is something that wasn't their fault, and they were always blamed for all the faults in the family and burdened with all the burdens of the family and. Here, the husband caused all the mischief. So she wrote a whole article about it in Atlantic Magazine.
Wow.
That's amazing because, so that story is old. It's not one of those new Chicago type of things. The whole house was built in 1860s. And, you know, so for that story to be around
that long?
Well, I didn't know about the story at all. That came up in our research.
I've never heard of it. That's so cool.
And there are a lot of stories of haunting in Hull House. And Nadia Moraga, who's who's our host and the person we interviewed from Hull House, she believes in some of the hauntings. She said
she's here all the time.
People feel spirits in Jane Addams'
room. I believe it.
Room.
Yeah. There's like a body sleeping in the bed. Did you see it?
No.
Not a body.
Okay. I was like, oh God, I didn't know that.
Like a depression or something in it?
Kinda.
Oh well, she saw it. I didn't. This is new to me. We were sitting right in the bedroom too, so this is news to me.
And felt like you saw something.
But then there's also like the mannequin wearing her outfit, which is always creepy to me.
Yeah, that was creepy. With the FBI thing right
Wasn't it like
too.
A black outfit?
It was like black and purple or something.
Well, there's also supposedly outside of Hull House, there's a place where a fountain used to be, which Nadia explains in our show that it was a portal to hell.
What is going on?
It's a lot of Catholics in this house.
Yeah, right. When did that story start?
I don't know the origin of that story.
So well, we'll talk to Nadia.
Okay,
we'll watch it.
What's like your favorite story that you heard that you also didn't know about that kind of like blew your mind?
So there is a true crime story. Mm. Adolf Lutgert, this is 1897, I believe. Okay. He was the Chicago sausage. Germany. Yeah. We had the stockyards. Yeah. We had all these German immigrants.
Yeah.
Was up in Lakeview. He was the sausage king of Chicago. So he had the big sausage factory up on Diversey. The building is still there. It's a condo building now.
Okay.
And one day his wife disappeared, And, you know, not a Sweeney Todd story, but
killing the sausage.
Well, no, that was the rumor. And actually, for a long time after that, people in Chicago, sausage sales went down.
Yeah, I'd imagine. I'm not eating like
the best pies in London.
Right.
Kind of. Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. But so he was having affairs. He was not a good guy. The business was in trouble. The wife was really kind of unhappy with all of this. Mm-hmm. And they were getting a lot of fights. Mm-hmm. And then one night, he spends the night. He was also spending a lot of nights in the factory. Mm. And after they have a big argument, he spends a night in the factory. She's gone. And there are these big vats in the factory basement, filled with this very caustic material. So the belief was that he murdered her and then dissolved her body in the basement of this sausage factory.
Jeez.
And it's a whole true crime thing. Like, the police empty the vat and they find like a little piece of bone. And it's the first time ever that forensic evidence is used in a trial, because they got an anthropologist to say that this looked like it was a human foot bone. But they also found two gold rings in the bottom of the vat with Louisa Lutgert's initials on them. So it was kind of a big...
He was convicted.
Yeah, he was convicted.
He was convicted. And so we were allowed to film. They've never allowed a camera crew in there before.
Oh, wow.
So we were allowed into the basement to film. And it is extremely creepy down there. It's a very nice, you know, loft condo building, but the basement, super creepy.
Oh, my God.
And then there's a whole ghost component to it. So then we got this ghost researcher to join us in the basement. And he came with all these... beeping and whirring little gadgets, and we went around the basement looking for.
Don't spoil anything, but did it anything beep?
Yeah. At one point.
So, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't. Oh. I believe that there is an infinite array of reality that we don't know,
understand
at all, right. And I think that. People have a way of anthropomorphizing things. So, well, that must be like the spirit of someone.
Right.
You know, maybe that's true, but, you know, I think undoubtedly there are other sort of dimensions and realities that we can't even begin to comprehend with our minds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we try to kind of make it something we can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like, oh, that's a ghost.
You put a devil baby story together.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
to tell it. But who knows? I could be totally wrong.
Right.
Maybe there are ghosts.
I feel like we don't know, like, I don't think anyone knows enough to be like, definitely there is or definitely there isn't. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. If you believe in it, great.
Right.
That's, I mean, not
maybe
great.
That's actually how I should say it. Rather than I don't believe it, I
don't know.
I don't quite know what, what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
well, what is, so, how many locations in this do you go to and visit?
There are 12 stories, but actually one person who, I don't know, maybe you've had her on your show, Jessica Mlynarek, who's a kind of specializes in offbeat oddities all around
Chicago.
No,
we haven't had her yet, but
she's great.
We need to.
Yeah, photographer and sort of explorer, and she's written a couple books. She took us to 3 places, so I guess technically there are...
9.
Well, there are 12, but technically there are 14 or 15.
Yeah.
She takes us to 14, I guess, because she takes us to 3 of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So she's well documented. She fully invested in this.
Yeah. Well, like, she had like 3, we get to like sort of 3 mini segments with her.
Nice.
Okay. What is the most believable thing to you in all of
this? That has to be like the murder one.
Yeah, what is... aside from the 2 that we talked about, what's the most...
Well, because there are some that are just...
Myths.
One like the devil baby, or there's another one about a UFO that was sighted at O'Hare. And that's just...
That wasn't that long ago, right?
2006.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's... Now that they've confirmed that there's been UFO sightings and other beings...
Parts of the world,
That might be believable.
Well, you know, it's who knows?
Right, who knows?
So, and I mean, it's so that would be more in the realm of like, who knows?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's pretty crazy. You know, the Tribune transportation reporter John Hilkovich broke the story. because it was not just some crackpot saying, oh, look, it's a flying saucer. Right. Yeah. These were like airline and FAA professionals. So the FAA said, nothing to see here. But then Hiljkovic FOIA'd the air traffic control tapes, and we have them in our show. You hear the air traffic control tower and the ramp walkers say, hey, now we're over here in Concourse C. Did you guys see that flying disc over gate Charlie 17? And then the tower's like, yeah, somebody else was talking about that. And then a pilot who was whose plane was parked at Charlie 17, C-17, put his head out the window and looked up, and he saw it. It was a gray disc hovering over C-17, like 1,400 feet. And then it shot straight up.
What?
And made a hole in the clouds so that you could see blue sky through it.
And they saw, and you hear them talking about this.
Yeah, they're talking about it.
Wow. Why is that scary? Like, that's creepy to me right now. Like, I've never seen anything suspicious like that. But hearing this.
You've seen, like, video of it, but you've never seen it.
I guess I've seen
life.
It, but, like, video can be doctored. You know what I mean? Yeah, video can be doctored. I'm an editor, so I can do
it. Yeah, exactly. Like, you can make anything believable.
You can make anything believable. But
So anyway, so this is a very long way of answering your question. Like, that's, you know, who knows what that is. But then some of the other stories in the show, when you say, like, what's the most believable, they're things that we are able to document and sort of solve and know and understand. Right. So, you know, there is the world's first nuclear reactor is buried in a forest preserve.
Yes.
You know, you guys knew about that.
Oh, we knew about that, there's fragments all over Chicago also. Of it, just it's sitting around.
Really?
Yeah, there's like pieces inside the University of Chicago in the special library
collection.
They have it in a case. There's a piece of the pile, Chicago Pile 1.
Pile 1.
And then where were we at also where they have another little fragment we saw? Go back and watch it, but we found it. There's another fragment somewhere else in the city. Yeah. So, but the main piece is obviously buried.
Yeah, it was just buried in the forest preserve. So, I mean, obviously that's documented, and Jessica Mlynarek takes us to see that. There's a really good one. It's one of my favorite ones, actually.
Please tell us.
So, there's a sculpture down at the University of Chicago, like an abstract modern sculpture. It's about 12 feet high, and it's three pieces, and like it's a sort of a halo, and then these two tall pieces sort of leaning in towards each other, and a kind of a curving piece at the bottom. It's bronze.
Okay.
And the urban myth is that on May Day, which is the international holiday of the worker, communism, right? If the sun is shining, these figures come together in such a way that they cast a shadow of a hammer and sickle on the ground, which is, of course, the international symbol of communism.
Yep.
So that this was like secretly the sculptor was sending this
a beacon
message, sympathetic to communism.
Yeah.
And there are lots of pictures of it, you know, with the sun shining on it, and it sort of looks like a hammer and sickle.
Oh,
so we went and we got the artist, whose name is Virginio Ferrari. I think he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
The sweetest guy. I just loved interviewing this guy.
Wow. I bet that was
And I said, so, you know, this is the myth. Is it true? And he said, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. But, you know, we don't want to just take his word for it.
Right.
So we probed it a little bit. And in the end, it turns out it wasn't even supposed to be oriented that way to begin with. It was supposed to be, all the pieces were supposed to be the other way around.
Oh.
But when the architect saw it, he said it's too close to the sidewalk. It's going to block the sidewalk. So he made Ferrari turn it around the other way. So it would never have even cast a shadow like that.
Yeah.
Except that the university made him turn it around the other way.
Wow. What a that's a legendary
story. That's a really cool story.
Because that's, you know,
you get to the base of it. Yeah. That's amazing.
I love that. I love that. I can't wait to watch this show.
Yeah, I know. Literally everything that we've told you several times. Not going to keep telling you, but like this is just another one just to kind of like there's a lot of myths that we have. You know, we were just in the where were we at? The Lyric Opera House. And we were in the props department, and apparently they've had a ghost hunter in there also.
They say the opera is haunted.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny that you're saying that, because that is in my next show.
Oh,
not the haunting.
Oh.
My next show is called Chicago Works, mm-hmm. and okay. it's all about all this sort of behind the scenes of Chicago.
Yeah.
Like inside the scoreboard at Wrigley Field, yeah. or changing over the United Center from basketball to hockey. But we went to the Lyric, and we were in the prop shop.
Wow.
Showing, like, the behind the scenes yeah. of the prop. Did you see the box in there called Body Parts?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. We did.
The light yes, hanging out, and did. It looks like it's separate.
We literally just...
so creepy.
Wow.
Did you go to the wig shop?
Yes.
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. You're doing... You scooped me.
You know, we won't tell anything.
You totally scooped me.
Except we're not getting paid PBS yeah, yeah. money.
Right, right. You know what? You know
what? Oh, PBS money. Yeah, PBS money.
Money.
You know what's ironic about it is that we are late on releasing that video. This was literally the episode before this one.
Yeah, literally.
And we haven't just, released we the
did.
Video.
Did they tell you we were there?
No, no. They didn't say anything.
But we so
maybe
weird.
They thought they didn't want to mention it because like the show wasn't out yet.
Yeah,
they thought
maybe the, you know.
So they make time. Those wigs one hair at a time. Yeah. Did you see them so making those
did
wigs?
You go into, did you go into the what is it called? The Edison, Edison boiler room.
They wanted us to go in there. We didn't shoot in there.
It's creepy.
That's creepy.
It's creepy. Yeah.
Well, because Samuel Insull built the building.
Oh,
he
yeah,
was
yeah,
the
yeah.
head of Commonwealth Edison.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, might as well put the substation yeah. in the basement.
He wanted to, like, fund the opera through all these, like, little yeah. businesses. Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool. Small world that we were...
That's weird. So they put two different wigs on me
for
the show. Yeah.
Oh, I saw you tease that on Now You Have an Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally.
She was so happy when she saw it.
I was like follower number 12.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we
of
saw.
The 15 that are following.
It's not true.
Just wait till the word gets out. Yeah. So like, yeah. But yeah, we saw you, you know, playing around with it. We had no clue that that's what that was for.
Yeah, it was very disconcerting. They put this dark wig, like really like realistic looking wig.
Yeah.
I felt like Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was wow. just like, that just does not look right.
That's so funny. Did you get to see a show or were you?
I did. I went and saw Aida.
Oh,
we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
How awesome. Did you like it?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Right?
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The ending.
And it was very intimate. I mean, here's a 2,500 seat opera house.
Yes. Yeah.
This like two person intimate
Literally.
Scene.
Yeah. 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 That was.
I love that they don't have balconies on the sides. I love that everyone's just facing forward. It's so special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at us digress from.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is such a. I'm just mind blown that we were just there.
That's kind of weird.
Right? Yeah, we were just there in the same area. Yeah. But tell us, so like when, I believe it's out now.
Is it the 16th or the 15th?
April 16th. Yeah. So this will be on after April 16th?
This will be right before.
Right
so
April 15th.
You can, if you're watching this on Monday.
Comes out April 16th,
yeah, again,
7 p.m. on WTTW and WTTW.com/Chicago Mysteries. You can watch the whole show there.
And if you have the PBS app, you can like watch it
yes.
on there too. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. And if you're a member, you get Passport, which opens up more options on the PBS app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can watch all the PBS shows and all of my shows.
Yes.
Stream them. On
you
the
should.
PBS
They're app. Yes. like so special.
You like honestly, you can listen to us. We've done a lot of documentation, but like take it from Jeffrey Bitt.
You like get to go to all these.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I've been saying to people, especially when we've been doing this Chicago Works project, which that doesn't come out till December.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But it's a little bit the same with you. I mean, it's our job to go places where you're not allowed to go.
Right.
Right.
So
right.
We can
and
show you what
show it,
it
to
yeah.
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Tangible. You know.
Yeah. Like that's our job.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What how about job. You know what? That's so cool.
Yeah. This is
so cool.
the greatest job that I've ever had.
Yeah. Like, for real.
Is it to be able to see these behind the scenes things and. How they work and hear these stories from the people is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, for real. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We got to get you on here a couple more times so you can take the lead. Five is the most appearances by one person.
Okay.
We'll see you in December.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
I'll be there for you.
Yeah, yeah. But thank you again. And thank you.
Get
the,
us out of
the whole
this
house.
Devil baby house.
I know, right. Right. I kind of want to see now.
She's up in the attic. They'll take you up there. It's pretty gross.
God. No.
I guess it's like second floor too. Like anyway.
It's way up there. The attic is really, really kind of creepy up there.
Oh. Yeah, well, maybe we'll go. So thank you again, Jeff.
My pleasure.
And we're back.
I hope you enjoyed that.
I hope you did.
We love Jeffrey.
Man, shout out to Jeffrey. But
he's so nice. You know, sometimes people ask us, is he as nice in real life as he is on the...
He's nicer.
He's literally nicer. He's funny as hell. Go follow him on Instagram, by the way. He has a new Instagram.
Jeffrey Bear WTTW, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I kind of like... Every time I see him, I bully him that he doesn't have an Instagram.
And he got one this time.
This time he has one. So go follow him.
Stay tuned.
Because he's the best.
And watch our Instagram. Watch our Instagram. That was hey, we got a fun one coming up for you. But shout out to Jeffrey Bear and WTTW for allowing us to have spend some time with him again. Also, Jeffrey Bear is number two on the list of most visited on the podcast now.
For real.
And physically, he's been on the show three times. Shout out to Chai Food Local. They've been on there five times.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. It's Jeffrey's on the come up. He got another show, like he said, coming up in December. So I'm sure we'll talk to him around that time. But drama.
This is my therapy water.
But I think we're good to get out of here.
Yeah. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you love. Please support us.
Yeah,
that's the best way to do it. If you did not enjoy this episode, check back next week. You might learn something new, something different, something better.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe this is the peak and it's downhill from here.
Maybe this is the peak.
Damn. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy. Or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace.